must have thought I'd stop rapping or something. Yeah. Here we go.
Seem like they forgot about it, huh?
I'm still a best rapper alive today that I pass. These rappers claim to be king, need to get off the gas. They need to slow down, pump your brakes. You're moving too fast because you ain't on my level and you ain't in my class. I'm still one of a kind. God broke the mold when he made me. Then he sent his son, he shed his blood to save me. Now my life don't have to end where the grave be. My game got colder, ain't none of these rappers touching me. I'm killing these tracks, I body these verses. I do it all with no negativity or cursing. Watch for the snakes, cause the enemy, he be lurking. I creep my grass cut, so I see him coming, then I murk him. I can't be imitated, cloned or duplicated. I'm full of that word, and the world can't regulate it. This that holy flow, I'm set aside from the rest of y'all. I'm standing on the word, so you know your boy standing tall.
Seems like everybody
forgot about me. Forgot about me, huh? Listen to me. Listen good. It's false prophets on the bot, so look on the lookout. And the Pharisees don't practice everything they preach about. See, I ain't perfect by a long shot, but I know who I can call on when the block get hot. You hollering about you self-made, cut from a different grain. You wouldn't be nothing if it wasn't for the lamb that was slain. You like Lucifer, you trying to take all the fame. But no one day, we all gonna have to bow to his name. No disrespect, but Muhammad didn't die for me. Buddha didn't rise from the grave just to make me free. Yahshua, Yahweh, I'm talking Jesus Christ. He came and made a sacrifice with his life. But you on the track trying to take all the credit. Everything you got, you gon' lose if you don't get it. This money make a preacher lose his soul if you let it. The truth being spoken, don't you ever forget it.
Seems like everybody forgot about me.
I'm gonna give y'all one more. Listen. They told me curse God and die one time.
What?
I told them they must be out they mind. I said the devil, yeah, he is a lie. Mad at me because I ain't gonna never die. See, Satan hate to see me because I look like God. Made in my father's image, yeah, I look like God. I'm on my Nicki Minaj cause I don't want no frauds. But there's a snake in every clique, just ask the Lord. Your boy say he know you, then he'll forget your name. Deny he ever knew you or ever seen your face. And watch the money, man, I mean the man that hold the money. Because he all about the money, he doing something funny. And these preachers all about the dough and the women. I just listen to they word cause they sure don't live it. Watch they bread, it's something about it, it ain't right. Study for yourself, ain't no shame to keep your game tight.
Seems like everybody forgot about me.
God says it, it happens. God said, let there be light, and there was. Praise God, hallelujah. You're waiting for the physical manifestation. See, the scientists, watch this. The scientists can tell you there was a big explosion, and the sun came about, and it took this long for it to happen, and this, that, and the other thing, hallelujah. All they are explaining is that God said, let there be light. And it was. Praise God. Hallelujah. God has already spoken some things into your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. And once he has spoken them into your life, hallelujah, it was done once he said it. You're just waiting for the physical manifestation of it to come. See, God works in time, but he lives in eternity. See, once he said it, it's already done. He knows the end from the beginning. Praise God. He already knows the outcome of the situation. Praise God. He's the He's the writer of the book. If you're writing a book, if you're writing a story, you already know how the story's going to end. Praise God. Hallelujah. The characters don't know how the story is going to end because they're the ones living the story that you've already written in your mind. Hallelujah, praise God. See, you're a character in God's story. You may not know how the story is going to end, but God says that everything is coming to an expected end. Hallelujah. In other words, he already knows how the story is going to end. It's already been written. Hallelujah. And once it's written, it's already done. It's already written that you will be prosperous. It's already written that you will be healthy. It's already written that you will grow in spirituality. It's already written. You can't change what God has already said about you. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So won't he do it? Yes, he will. Praise God. You ain't got to worry about it. You ain't got to fret about it. You ain't got to cry about it. You ain't got to whine about it. Once God said he going to do it, it is already done. He said it on the cross. He said it is finished. It's over. Can't nothing else be done that I ain't already done. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen on tonight. And we just thank God. Praise God. Hallelujah. For everybody who has called in on tonight. Everybody who has tuned in on tonight. Like I said, we are going into our second hour. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we have Evangelist Willie Davis scheduled on the line on tonight. Praise God. He will be coming forth with the word from the Lord. Praise God on tonight. I just saw the text. Amen. And we got, amen. We want to open up the line before we move forward just to see if we have any testimonies or prayer requests before we move forward to the word from the man of God on tonight. Do we have any testimonies or prayer requests on tonight? Praise God. Amen. Amen, amen, praise God. Well, we just thank God tonight for everybody who has called in, everybody out there on Blog Talk Radio who has tuned in, praise God, everybody listening to the re-recordings and the rebroadcast. We thank God for all of y'all on tonight, praise God, hallelujah. And without further ado, we want to bring forth, hallelujah, praise God, amen, praise God, the pastor, the founder, the visionary, praise God, hallelujah, of Wings of a Dove Ministry. Praise God on tonight, hallelujah, amen. He is a friend of mine and a brother in Christ, praise God, hallelujah, amen. And I'm talking about none other than our very own Evangelist Willie Davis. Praise God, Evangelist Davis, it is in your hands. Let the Lord have his way on tonight.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you so much, Elder Prevost. Glory to God. What a wonderful word Elder Prevost brought tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, it really encouraged me, glory to God, and lift up my spirits to another level. Glory to God. I hope it did the same for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is the Dove of Love, Evangelist Willie L. Davis, on the line tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For many of you who have never met me and don't know me, my nickname is Dove. Glory to God. Hallelujah. On my daddy's side, and my nickname is Man on my mama's side. So it is what it is. Glory to God. Some of us have many, many different names, and some of us wear many, many different hats. Glory to God. It is what it is. Glory to God. And we just thank the Lord tonight. I thank the Lord tonight. Let's start off in prayer tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to go before the Lord. And while we're praying, everyone, let your supplications be known. Let your prayers be known unto the Lord. He is listening. The Bible says, he that hath made the ear, can he not hear? And he that hath made the eyes, glory to God, can he not see? I'm reminded that God have angels who have eyes all over their wings, all over their backs and their front eyes just everywhere. God sees from every angle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he hears. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says the ears of the Lord is nigh unto the righteous, but unto the wicked he behold them from afar off. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Glory to God. And God will hear and he will answer. Prayer changes things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, to the precious Holy Spirit. Glory to God. We bring you praise. We bring you honor tonight. We honor your name. Father, you have magnified your name above all your word. Hallelujah. Your word, even above all your name. And we will praise you with our whole heart. Before the gods will we sing praise unto thee. Hallelujah. Father God, I'm reminded, Lord God, my heart goes out unto the prison house tonight, Lord God. Oh God, the oppressor has many, many of your children under lock and key, Lord God, under bondage, Lord God, under fear of losing their lives, Lord God, nerve shot, Lord God, going through all kinds of psychological and mental problems, Father God. Hallelujah. And whether some of them deserve to be there or not, Father God, I realize you're doing a work in some of them, Lord God. But, Lord, some of them, Lord God, need your mercy tonight, Father God. Hallelujah. They need your tender love and care tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. I'm reminded that your word says when you feed the poor, or you clothe those with no clothes, Lord God, you said you've done it even so unto me. If you've done such and such to the least of those, my brothers, you've done it also unto me. That's what kind of passionate heart for your children, Lord God. For those, Lord God, that we know can't give us anything in return, Father God, you said give unto them. When you fast and pray, isn't this the fast that you've chosen? Hallelujah, that you would... Hallelujah. Glory to God. Gird up and change your ways and give to those, Lord God, who cannot give you anything back in return, Father God. The meal that you would have eaten, give it to one of them, Lord God. Isn't that what you said? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And even these words, Lord God, I pray that it encourages somebody, Father God. I pray that it encourages somebody, Lord God. I see somebody right now. Hallelujah, Lord God, that's thinking about taking their lives, Father God. But you said no. You said no, and it's not going to happen. Glory to God. Put the gun down. Hallelujah, because God have a word and a blessing for you tonight. Hallelujah. A word of reconciliation. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you glory and we give you praise tonight. Hallelujah. For those, Lord God, that the oppressor has oppressed, Lord God, the enemy, Lord God, that spiritual oppressor, Lord God, have lied to and deceived and cheated, Lord God, hallelujah. Those that are down and out, Father God, feel like their life is not worth living, Lord God, let them know, just like Elder Prevost said, hallelujah, God have a plan for your life, hallelujah. God has a plan for your life, glory to God, hallelujah. And it is so. Hallelujah. And God can do anything but fail. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So listen. Listen to the love of God tonight. Because God's word is like a love letter written to man. From Genesis to Revelation is nothing but a love letter written to man. Hallelujah. And God has given us the ministry of reconciliation tonight. God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Hallelujah. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, and I'll start reading at the 8th verse, the 18th verse. That's 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter and the 18th verse. And all things are of God. who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And had given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Listen at that. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. What a beautiful exchange, people. People of God, what a beautiful exchange. My friends, my brothers and sisters, that God gave us his righteousness, took our sin away, and gave us his righteousness, reconciling us unto himself. Hallelujah. Before we go any further, let's understand the meaning. Let's look a little bit closer to the meaning of reconciliation. The noun, the restoration of friendly relations. Hallelujah. I remember when we were kids, we used to hear thunder, and folks used to say, "Ooh, God's going to beat somebody over the head with a baseball bat." No, that ain't God. God reconciled us to himself. God never intends to harm us. It is the restoration, friendly relations. Amen. It's the reuniting with God, the reunion, the bringing together again, the conciliation, the reconcilement, the reapproachment, fence mending, so to speak. Hallelujah. Listen at that. The reunion, these re-words, all of these words starting with re, reconciliation, re. This prefix re means to come back to the place where you were before. I always like to use this word, this re-word, repent. First words, Jesus came out of Jesus' mouth after the Holy Spirit lit upon him, coming out of the Jordan River. What was the first words he spoke? Repent, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. What does repent mean? Go back to the place you were when you were at the top. Go back to the place you were of your highest affections. Go back to the place you were when your heart at one with God, your mind and your soul. Turn around from this present world and distractions and be reconciled unto God. And I thank the Lord Jesus Christ that he made it possible through the sacrifices that he made. Glory to God. We should never forget what it cost the Lord. We should never forget that. You know, we've been conditioned to think that something, when we get something and it's free, that it's not that valuable. Or maybe we don't appreciate it as much as we should. You know, especially those that are well off. You give your children so many free things, they really don't appreciate what has been given them. Glory to God. But tonight, you're going to get something free. And I'm going to compare it to a diamond the size of your fist, which is so valuable until it can cause your children's children to be wealthy through the inheritance. But because it's free, some of you are definitely going to think it's cut glass. You're going to look at it and say, oh, man, that ain't real. That ain't real. That's cut glass. But you know, that don't change the value of what I'm giving you. What it means to you, that's on you. Glory to God. But one thing I know for sure, just like Elder Prevost said, the Lord is committed, hallelujah, to give us an expected end. He is committed, and he can do anything but fail. Hallelujah. Our job, glory to God, to remove the things, the unnecessary things from our bodies, our souls, and our spirit, that deters and defers the blessings of God. Hallelujah. And from us reaching our destiny. Hallelujah. God is not going to do for us what he commanded us to do for ourselves, such as presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice, our job. Glory to God. Working out our soul salvation in this earth. That's our job. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. I am so honored. And I just feel so blessed to be in the family of God. He didn't have to save me, but he did. And I'm grateful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's look at the love of God. Now, it's been said that when you strike a person and they scream out, it's because of the evil or whatever. But from what I understand, when Christ was being blessed one, I don't believe he said a mumbling word. And, you know, we always talk about how they pressed that crown on the man's head and his skull swole up twice the size. His hair was twice the size it normally would have been because they took big old thorns. They had big thorns over there. Put them on the man's head and said, hey, wear this for a crown. Then covered up his head and hit him with their fists and said, oh, prophesy, who hit you? Spit on him. But I think the most excruciating, painfulest, craziest thing they did was pluck the man's beard. Come on now. You've already humiliated the man, putting this robe on him, talking about, oh, you're a king. Yeah, uh-huh. While he was all bloodied up, you put a blue and a purple and a, maybe even a scarlet robe on him or whatever you did. And now you're going to pluck the man's beard out? We don't need to forget the price that Christ paid, Jesus paid for us. Because, you know, the Word of God says that when we bear suffering and persecution for things that we've done, then that's one thing. But when you bear it for things that you haven't done, that's a godly thing. Here's a man being accused. He did this for love's sake. He loved the Father so much, he endured the death of the cross. He loved us so much, he wouldn't come down off of that cross. When they said to him, "Ah, yeah, if you're the Son of God, come on down off the cross. Yeah, you're the Son of God. Where your God at now? Save yourself." Say a mumbling word. Like any man, he didn't want to die. He said, "Lord, Lord, you know, if you could remove this cup from me, if you just could take this cup away from me, Lord, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done." God decided not to remove that cup. Drink this death out of that cup. Oh my God. They gave the man gall for water. Sour vinegar or whatever. Can't receive that. My thirst. Glory to God. He did it for love. Somebody say, if you ask me why he did it, he did it for love. Hallelujah. A reuniting, a reunion. In reconciliation. Reuniting. My. Ain't nothing like love. Man, oh man. Anybody ever been in love out there? Isn't it a wonderful thing? Isn't it a wonderful thing when your soul mate? Y'all ever made eye contact and a star shout out? Hello. Bing. Oh my God. You know, when you're in love, it's like your cells are renewed. You know, it's like the Lord giving you a change of garment. You know, it's like he's renewing your youth like the eagles. You know what I mean? I mean, you get this awesome, tingling, warm sensation in your heart, in your mind, in your soul. Glory to God. If you had an apple, one bite of that apple for her and one bite for you. Glory to God. She loved me. She loved me not. She loved me. She loved me not. You ever been in love? Ain't nothing like love, honey. Let me tell you something. Love is the most powerful force in the universe. Glory to God. I mean, think about it. If our enemy, and we all know he hates our guts, Satan, if he was more powerful than love, we'd all be dead now. Come on, but we come in boldly before God, before the throne of grace. Hallelujah. We are ambassadors to the kingdom of heaven. And I beseech you, my brothers and sisters, be reunited with God. He stands with open arms, and he said, whoever come to him, he will by no means cast out. Are you hearing me? He will not reject you. He loves us with a pure, pure love. I used to look at some of the things that men do, men and women do. Oh, my God. Listen, you're talking to a brother that's from the 9th Ward in New Orleans, from the Desire Projects, okay? Born in 1953. I've been around the block a couple times. And I used to say to myself, how in the world can anybody love us? Until God lifted me up. And I began to see through his eyes. He opened my understanding. And now I know why he loves us. You want me to tell you why? Well, I'm glad you asked me to. This is why, my brothers and sisters. Because God created us pure. And God can see us after we have received the Lord and taken off that sin nature as pure again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In other words, you ever heard the old saying, I looked through your faults and saw your needs? Because of the fall, we see the faults. And because of salvation, we understand the needs. Well, what's the need, Brother Willie? The need to see the Spirit of God again. And stop being afraid of that word, holy. The Holy Spirit. Why are you so afraid of holiness? Oh, don't nobody want to be holy? Yes, you do. You just don't know it. Give it a try. Humble yourself. Hallelujah. I remember before I was saved, I could not fathom the thought of preaching, being a preacher. I'm like, what? Me? I wouldn't entertain nothing like that. Holiness. But as a little boy, you know, my mama directed me to Bishop Condall's church, a holiness preacher. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Thank you so much, Bishop Condolf. May your soul rest in peace, and Mother Condolf. Hallelujah. I'll never forget y'all. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Started going there from 6 years old to about 12 or so, you know. And we all started going, but I was the only one that kept going. So I was about 12, 13, I guess. I don't know. But I didn't receive the Lord until I was 27 years old. 27 years old. I mean, I knew things about God, and I was happy for Jesus, you know. I mean, he died, he was the Son of God, and he rose from the dead. I believe that. But the Bible says even the devils believe and they tremble. That don't mean because you believe in God that you're saved, or that you've received his Spirit, or the anointing of the fullness of his Spirit. Hallelujah. It don't mean it. Hallelujah. We need God's mercy, his understanding, and his truth. Okay? Not one of those preachers that messing up, sleeping with sister so-and-so and this and that and other, died for you on that cross. Not one of them. Hallelujah. And you know what the old folks used to say, every tub got to sit on his own bottom, right? So every preacher got to give an account to what he's done in his body, okay? Get your eyes off of the preacher. You can't blame God. How are you going to have an argument with God because of what the preacher did? When I just said to you, by the grace of God, we have to work out our own soul salvation. We have to present our own bodies. Come on now. Hallelujah. Love is real. Glory to God. Love is King of kings. Love is Lord of lords. Love is all in all. And love ain't going nowhere. Hallelujah. Love lives in paradise. Love is comforted. In his presence is the fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. Let's reunite. Let's have the reunion with God. Communion, reunion, beautiful words. Reuniting. Y'all remember that? Y'all remember that song? Reunited and it feels so good. Reunited and we understood. There's one perfect gift and this one is it. We're both so excited because we're reunited. Hey. Well, how good will it feel to be reunited with God? Whoo! My goodness, we're going to save that song by Peaches and Herb. We're going to save that song. Matter of fact, I think that song was already saved because I don't see no laws written against love. Do you? You know, the Word of God says that laws were not written against love, but laws were written for criminals, for lawbreakers, evil, for those that will rob, steal, kill, lie. Pollute you with false doctrines. That's who the law was written for. We're not under the law as long as we walk in grace and in love. Before I was saved, my daddy taught me right is right and right don't wrong nobody. Come on. Come on, Lemma. Glory to God. I said, right is right, and right don't wrong nobody. Lemuel, my dad. You know what my dad told me one time? Because, you know, some of us, we're so down and hard after the money, we forget about God, our source, who has told us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things are going to be added to you. He's already told us that. Oh, but we don't believe that. We got to get on our grind. I got my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Okay. But the Lord said, if you meditate on his precepts and his word day and night, come on, he'll make your way to prosper and everything you touch will prosper. Come on now. Come on, somebody. But no, you got your mind on your money and your money on your mind. But money is the cheapest thing I got going for me.
Oh!
Yeah, I said it. Glory to God. So my brothers and my sisters, let's reconcile to God tonight. Hallelujah. Reapproach our Heavenly Father tonight. Let's mend some fences on tonight, because it's good and because it's right. He loved us to death, but he didn't leave it there, because he rose with all power in his hands. Rise up with him, my brothers and sisters. Rise up with him. Go before the Lord tonight, and we're going to ask the Lord to come into our lives and forgive us for our sins. Hallelujah. Right where you are. Heavenly Father, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that you gave your only begotten Son as a payment, a propitiation for our sins. Father God, his sacrifice was acceptable in your sight, and he did it for all mankind. He did it, Lord God, for all mankind, not just for the Jews, not just for the Greeks, not just for the Africans, not just for the Europeans, not just, oh my God, he did it for everybody, the islanders, glory to God, for everybody all around the world, glory to God. He did it for us. He did it for love. Hallelujah. Let's just ask the Lord. Pray along with me, saints. Heavenly Father, Lord, forgive me for my sins. Father, you said in your word that if I believe, if I receive you and believe in my heart that you raised your Son Jesus from the dead, I will be saved. And Father, I'm confessing this to you, that I believe that you raised Jesus from the dead. And right now, according to your word, because you cannot lie, I am, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Welcome to the family of God, saints. Welcome to the family of God. God has transferred you. He's given you his righteousness, his goodness, his mercy, and his truth in an instant. Hallelujah. Everybody have different experiences. My experience was I felt an anointing from the top of my head and entered all the way and covered me, every cell in my body, to the bottom of my feet. Hallelujah. And at the same time, felt like a dark spirit, heavy spirit just lifted off of me. Glory to God. I don't know if you had that experience. That was just my experience. Everybody have different experiences. Hallelujah. But as you confess and as you read the word of God, glory to God, God will open your understanding and give you an enlightenment. Hallelujah. You will never be the same. Never, ever, ever be the same. Glory to God. You just believe. So believe with your faith. And trust me, everything will be all right. Because love sees all. It's in the wonderful, precious name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, we pray. Jesus, the Messiah, Amen. And amen at this time. I'm going to turn it back over to Elder Prevost. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. On tonight, we thank God for Evangelist David. On tonight, we thank God for the word that he brought forth. Hallelujah. Amen. We truly hope that that word has touched somebody on tonight. Praise God. And let's do this. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you pour back into the man of God the virtue that he has poured out on us tonight, Lord. Lord, we ask that you continue to pour into him the wisdom and the knowledge, Lord, to feed your sheep, Lord. And Lord, continue to mold him and shape him into the man that you want him to be. In your son Jesus' name, amen. And amen. We praise God on tonight. We thank God on tonight for Evangelist W.L. Davis. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Of Wings of Ministry. Praise God. Also of Care Church Incorporated. Praise God. We thank God for him on tonight. Praise God. We thank God for what he brought forth on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for everything to end tonight. Listen to the program tonight, amen. And we thank God for all of our callers that called in on tonight. Praise God. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Praise God. We get ready to get out of here on tonight. We want to open our lines. Hallelujah. We want to see.
You're breaking up. You might be too close to the mic. You might be too close to your phone. You're breaking up.
Amen. Praise God. We want to, amen. Hallelujah. Open up the phone lines on tonight. Praise God. And see if I have a testimony or a prayer request on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. So we want to open up the phone lines on tonight. Amen. Will there be one on tonight? Praise God. Amen. 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 Praise God. Well, we just thank God tonight for everybody who called in, everybody who tuned in. We want to remind everybody we are a generation of churches. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we know that we're going to be tomorrow night, so we thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Want to remind everybody to tune in, call in on tomorrow and be blessed with the word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. If anybody would like to sow a seed into the ministry, praise God. Hallelujah. Just go online to PayPal. I mean, don't bless the P.O. Box 1843, Arlington, Texas, 7696. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anybody out there listening, praise God, wants to lead into any particular here on the truth of Christ, all you have to do is put that notation in the box on your checks or your money orders. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And all on the meditation box. Praise God. Your meditation box. Evangelist David preached tonight. Amen. If you want to sow a seed into his ministry, just put it in the meditation box. Praise God. Amen. And we'll make sure those funds get to, amen, the designated place you desire. We had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. We thank God for everybody who called in, everybody who tuned in on the night to the Anointed Truth Uncensored right here on CARE Broadcast Radio Network. I have had a blessed time in the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for Evangelist Davis on tonight, Wings of a Dove Ministry also, and also CARE Church Incorporated. Hallelujah. Amen. And we just thank God for everything God has done on tonight and moving forward. Praise God. Hallelujah. We will see y'all tomorrow night with the chosen generation of churches. Hallelujah. With Apostle Thomas. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your holy name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your word that was brought forth on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for each individual caller, each individual listener on tonight. Lord, we just want to praise you. We just want to magnify you. We just want to lift your name up high and holy, for you are truly worthy to be praised. And Lord, we just want you to know, Lord, we love you and we appreciate you, Lord, for everything that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And I just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. Praise God on behalf of this lady and myself. We love y'all. And do not forget, to say your prayers and see God rest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God, and we'll see you next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ, Uncensored, right here on Everybody have a blessed night. We'll see y'all next time.
Nobody.
Yeah.
We all get caught in our own sins.
We do.
Nobody. Sometimes I have to remind myself that on my worst day.
What's that?
I live like somebody on their greatest. Don't let your demons take you to hell.
Gangsta.
Introduce them to heaven.
Niggas go to college. Niggas go to jail.
Uh-huh.
Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Nobody wanna
Hey, I'm finna kill this track though.
The things we do.
Yeah, the things we do.
Make it
yeah, just to make it through.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody. Hey, listen to me.
Yeah.
Choices turned to decisions. Uh-huh. And we were told to do the right thing and we didn't listen.
Nah.
Ask God's forgiveness 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
Give us a second chance, we go and do it again. Me, I fall short every day. And ask God's forgiveness every time I pray. Truth is, I probably need the most help. I'm trying to help y'all when I need help myself. Look, I'm really preaching to the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And I ain't even driving, let the Lord do the steering. It's like down, it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you can do me. I'm like Daniel, I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God, and you trying to serve money. When I switched my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping. You already leaning, but you boys keep sipping. But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen.
Yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
Yeah, they do.
Make it into heaven.
Uh-huh.
Make it into hell.
It's all about choices and decisions.
Nobody wanna lose.
Yeah.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Uh-huh, just to make it through. But the truth is that nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our
life.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Decisions turn to consequences. It's what happens when we hard-headed and don't listen. You're creeping with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong, old boy. Pop your things in your home, now you're gone. You're on the block and it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stunting on them boys, I'm surprised when them boys hate. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going down for now crime. And I ain't riding cross town with you just to make a drop.
had me on the news with you. Running from the cops, my mind on lifting Jesus up to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house, like what you talking about? I'm raining blessings in my life. I'm stacking up for the drop. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV, and I ain't go to college, and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven, kept me out of hell. So to the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell, but yeah. Just to make it through. Yeah. But nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our lives.
Yeah. Consequences lead to repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You was capping on them boys, then they came back stunting. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up, and y'all been down since 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars will do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gonna wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate it. Catch you inebriated and faded, they being shady. And that's the reason why a lot of people ain't seen me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, low. I just want y'all to repent your sins. And if I did you wrong, forgive me, let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I wanna make it in. Time is moving fast, we the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done some things that I ain't wanna do, and I ain't proud of what I did. I did what I had to do. Now I don't wanna lose, don't wanna fail, don't wanna die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I wanna fly like Bob.
Yeah, yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, so make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
So much hair for a newborn. We need to start planning his baptism and his holiday outfit and, ooh, his birthday party.
Sure, but, how long are you planning to stay?
If you're one of those who goes to meet your newborn nephew and stays until his first birthday party, switch to Cricket Wireless. Use your phone as many days as you want in Mexico without extra cost. Smile. You're on Cricket. Requires eligible plan. Minimum $55 per month. Data speed usage and other restrictions apply. Coverage not available everywhere. See store for details.
Summer is here. The sun is out, and so are you. When you go, take along a clever little app called Audible so you can listen to the stories you love while doing the things you love, outside. A walk, a run, the pool, or the beach, all better with Audible. For just $14.95 a month, you get a credit good for any audiobook from the world's largest selection. If you don't like it, exchange it anytime. So get outdoors with Audible. Start a 30-day trial, and your first audiobook is free at audible.com.